It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I bet you ain't never even been laid. How about that?
Yeah, I bet you're wrong, baby.
877-365-3636. We'll take your phone calls right now. Anything you'd like to talk about.
Sure, anything.
Beth Ann, please report to the studio. I'd like to talk to you. On the show tomorrow, Dick Morris, author of the book Fleeced, he'll be joining us. And our movie guy, at least for now, Joe McLeod, will be in studio. And Rob will be rolling his eyes every time I mention Joe
McLeod. I can't wait to meet him. What do you think he looks like?
I have to also say, how much weight have you lost on this physician's thing?
18 pounds in 18 days.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
Thank you, Physicians Weight Loss Center.
We'll be done at the end of the month.
Almost a pound a day.
You know how I...
roughly.
You know how I said I lost 11?
Yeah.
I'm up 2 today.
How come?
Muscle. I don't know.
Muscle.
I have no idea.
It's your brain.
Very, very depressing.
So smart, so big.
I don't know. Sometimes I think what I ate bad 2 days ago doesn't catch up until 2 days later.
I think it can take a little while.
And it's frustrating.
Yes, it does. Look at him. Look how long it's taken him.
Yeah, but he's suffering. Look at how he's suffering.
My face is drawn.
He's suffering so much.
It's interesting. You both like whatever you're doing, and it's working, whether for him it's a little faster and you a little slower.
Let me tell you the story of a little boy who's going to go down to his daddy's house.
Oh, it's going to be tough.
This 4th of July.
It's going to be tough, Mike.
And these trips down for the holidays with his papa are normally spent enjoying the company of family, being down on the beautiful, serene water.
Yes.
And knocking back about 1,000 beers.
It's going to be tough.
This is going to be hard.
It's really going to be
bad. Do they
bad.
Give you any leeway whatsoever?
We discussed it.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm happy to hear that.
And she said, don't set yourself up for failure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's such like, that's so, isn't so that a good, trite.
But it's true. And she said, if you have to have some beer.
He's already done it. I'm happy though. I'm not busting your balls about this.
No.
I am happy for you that you will enjoy the birth of our nation.
I mean, it's like going to a ball game and keeping your eyes shut.
Right.
If you're going to do it, do it right.
You're right.
I couldn't agree more. Do it right on one or two nights.
Celebrate the birth of our nation.
When are you planning? I know you have
probably
already.
Tomorrow night.
Well, you've lost 18 pounds.
That's so my boy, and I'll play the old ding for that
got
one.
Got a little leeway there, in
no,
my
what
opinion.
She said is, you know, if you have to, drink light beer. Mm-hmm. I said, this I can do. I won't like it.
What flavor of light beer will you be
Beck's
enjoying?
Beck's Light is pretty good.
Okay.
So probably buy Beck's Light.
And very good as far as the, you know, the whole carb thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and she says try to moderate as best you can and eat protein while you drink because it'll slow the absorption.
So you eat hot dogs without the bun while you're enjoying 50 beers.
Carrie has fried up an entire box of Steak'ems and a 12-pack of Beck's Light.
That's a diet.
Any program you're on that I've heard, you always have to have the moment of a little bit of reward.
Of course.
How much do you think you'll put back on the holiday weekend?
I weigh in again tomorrow, and if we are on track, I should be at or close to, knock wood, 20 pounds tomorrow.
That's God. It. There, you were telling me that's some kind of record, too?
If I can do 20 pounds in 20 days, I believe that is a clinic record.
That's very good.
That's impressive.
I am very jealous and very proud of you at the
same
time.
And I would expect to put 4 back on.
No, I don't think you put any back on.
Because but you see, the
your
thing
body's
is,
now burning the fats.
I will try to stay as active as possible.
Uh-huh. Yes, Carrie, I can't play the horseshoes. my arm is stinging.
But,
I can't do
but
it.
Until 5 p.m. every day, I will stay perfectly on program.
Okay.
So it's just going to be a matter of moderating the beer intake.
What if you make your shakes that you make? How many of those do you drink a day?
I drink 100. 2 small shakes and 2 big shakes.
Why don't you take the 2 big shakes and make them with beer.
With vodka.
Chocolate flavored strawberry with Beck's beer ought to be there.
What could go wrong?
And the reason I brought you in here is multifold.
Okay, I see 2 fingers.
The fact is CK is very, very hurt. Very, very pissed off at you,
Beth
Ann
McBride. He had his chance for 3 goddamn years.
He is angry.
Wow, what is with her today?
She's kidding.
She's ramped up.
Yeah, but the language.
Because I'm in love.
It's also the holiday. It's the holiday weekend.
You'd like to get Jamie Gold in bed and talk dirty to him?
Yeah. I would. I like him. I really do like him.
Applaud that.
I have moved on. And once
that's
I move
progress,
on,
ladies and gentlemen.
I don't go back.
Does Jamie Gold fit the mold of other men that you have seen in
is
the past?
Is he a jerk? Probably.
Now
yeah.
What? Now see, there it is, right? All men are jerks. Is that what it is?
No,
just
I liked
the men
him.
That she
I really
loves.
Did like him. How could I like him?
Yeah, but you get so enthusiastic. He was just a fleeting guest. And you know, he's not.
I could almost. I could tell he was smart.
He's
he
not 100% beloved with
care.
His fellow poker players. So you
I don't
like
care.
That too,
yeah,
right?
I do like that.
You like
he's
that.
A bad
you
boy.
Like that he's kind of a
yeah,
cock of the walk, right?
You like that. I'm jealous of my Jamie Gold.
I am not jealous. No, I'm not. I'm happy for you. I hope you get a chance to marry him.
Are you and Jamie Gold in Las Vegas, and does he do you up? up like Elvis would do Priscilla?
He can do whatever he wants.
Like a huge,
CK, if you're in the building, come to the studio for a minute.
I think he left because it's his brother's birthday.
Oh, did he leave early?
Yeah, his brother Linus, I think, is having a birthday.
Linus?
I don't know.
I won't be able to make the party.
There he is.
Look who's here.
Oh, he's here.
Oh, this is awkward.
Grab a microphone there, CK.
Hey, buddy.
I can't even look at him.
You really do still have a crush.
No, not on him anymore.
You hear about Jamie Gold, CK?
I told him. I called him.
I think it's the money thing. Because I remember back in the day, Beth Ann was very much about the bottom line and how much money her man made.
I remember that.
Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed at all. She still loves money.
And you.
She's waiting for the big score. I think that's what it is. She's waiting for the guy, a three-way between CK, Jamie Gold, and Beth Ann. No, it's the guy.
That's a horrible mental image.
It really is. And Minnie
Thank you, CK.
It was the guy thing.
Can he leave the room?
He was not insulting you at all.
I should probably sit down next to Beth Ann for this.
No.
Maybe on her lap.
Here, take my chair.
There's a mic right over there.
I want him to sit next to you.
Yes, I know. He's the host of the show, Beth Ann.
Isn't this fun?
Yeah.
Isn't this fun? Yes,
isn't it the best?
How close did you two ever get to hooking up? I'm just kind of curious.
Never. I can't even look at him now.
The best I recall, she just chased him around the station.
She just came on to me one time.
Did I?
A little bit.
Had she been drinking when that happened?
No.
No.
Can I explain the way it was related on the air, Beth Ann, since you've forgotten?
She's not like that.
You approached Chris in the production room. After you had tendered your resignation for the last program.
And I said, that's right. Good
that
for me.
Your time is fleeting, and I should like to couple with you.
I didn't say that.
I believe that's the exact quote.
No, I think she said that it had been a long time, but she would break her streak. Uh-huh. I believe those were the exact words.
Oh, Beth Ann's streak.
I had nothing to lose.
Everybody?
She does have a pattern. She does have a pattern of betting coworkers.
And right? younger men, too.
Isn't that younger men coworkers? Yes. Like, that was kind of your M.O.?
Maybe. Because it's the people I saw every day.
Right.
And I got to know.
And you know, really, Jamie Gold has that kind of clean-cut CK look to him.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Oh, I've only seen a picture.
I've only seen a picture.
But here's
online.
The thing.
Exactly.
Jamie Gold is, you know, over there, and CK is right here.
Beside me.
And CK.
It's kind of weird.
You know, I never get a chance to chat with you about this. How is your love life going?
I work 70 hours a week, Mike.
You do work
long
hours.
That's what I like. He's a hard worker.
So it's not great right now.
And that speaks to what Beth Ann told me last night. I got an email from Beth Ann this morning, and she was talking about a couple of things I was going to go over at a meeting today. And she said, okay, I finally finished this. Here it is. It's 12:15, and I look at the email, and there it is, 12:15 a.m.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She was at the station after midnight last night.
We spoke at around 9 o'clock last night.
Yeah. But you were home, right?
I was home. I had about 45 minutes at home before I went to bed.
Really?
Did the conversation include the phrase, what are you wearing?
It did not, but I went to bed by myself.
Yeah.
So you're both. We've established the fact that you're both very dedicated to your jobs.
Mm-hmm. Now, Beth Ann, since
you date... Are we being interviewed? I hate this.
Yes, you're being interviewed.
You date coworkers. Have you ever... offered to let Horst hold the mirror?
Come on.
How is Horst doing back there, incidentally?
I think he's enjoying the show.
Good.
You speak at 9 o'clock. Do you ever speak about maybe the intern situation here that I've discussed with you before?
You mean that
Have you
don't
ever
like
talked
them?
To say, I love all of them. Don't say that.
Could
That'll
someone
hurt their
explain
feelings.
Why before the show... Horst goes in the green room,
I've
turns off the light, and
that.
Stares.
I've talked to him about that.
Why does
that.
He do that? That freaks me out.
Well,
seriously.
You know,
meditating.
Can't he be doing something to better the show?
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to him.
Meditating couldn't
hurt. I
mean,
he's one of us. I want him to feel welcome.
Is he ever going to feel welcome? Will he ever feel welcome on this show?
I think if he's not listening right now, yes.
I
haven't said
him.
A bad word about him. I've said, when I talk about the interns and I give them crap, uh-huh. I do that generically. I think they're all, you know.
Loads.
No, not really loads, but they could all be a little more.
Zesty.
They could have a little more sizzle. You know, all of our interns
a little more
could
pop.
Do. Just a little more bring it to the table. You know, here's what an intern is to a show like this. It's nice that they come in. I'm all happy about whatever their studies are and pursuing that. And this probably
studies.
This will probably result in us never getting another intern again.
Probably.
But on a radio show of this nature, mm-hmm. interns are specifically fodder for material.
Exactly.
That's what they do.
They're ingredients.
I mean, you agree with that, right?
I do, but have you noticed how they just sit behind Beth Ann in the screening room?
Worshipping me.
Right.
And stare and
fanning her with palm fronds.
As they've been instructed to do.
I'm surprised they're wearing shirts.
They are specifically your hand-picked people that sit next to you in a little cone of silence around you. They don't speak unless they're spoken to.
It's like one chromosome short Chippendales back there.
The thing about this show is we have several people that are full-time employees that, you know, do specific jobs.
Oh, yeah, Mike.
I thought she was going to really throw somebody under the bus.
Me too.
No.
We have specific employees that aren't cutting the mustard, and therefore we have to subsidize them with these interns.
One of Pater's main jobs as an intern is to make sure Joe stays awake till 7.
Who would be your favorite of the three? We have Horst, we have Sling Blade, and we have Pater.
I know already.
Well, I probably do too. I think I think we all know. Mm-hmm.
That's
would it be,
unfair. It's
would
like
it be
kids.
Pater?
It's like children.
Would it be Pater?
Or is it Horst? Because like the mother who has
Horst
the problem
is very
child.
Sweet. Horst
I'll give
is
you an example.
Sweet.
I'll give you an example.
But it's got
to
be Pater. She loves Pater.
Give you an example of Pater. 24-year-old guy, right? Out there,
I really don't know how
dazzlingly good looking.
We go out,
sparkling smile.
We go out to the Buzz Babes.
Great hair.
That's right.
We're at the Buzz Babes.
Great wardrobe.
They take over the bar. They're doing, they're doing fun things on bar stools. I mean, these
He's
beautiful
there.
Women. Yeah. You know, Buzz and I are getting ready to pack
Pater
it.
Pater went.
Yes. Oh my God!
Oh, he didn't tell me.
Look how jealous she is.
There
it is.
Oh, he has a secret from her.
Pater went. I never would ever have expected him as a 24-year-old man to go out where there are women's breasts hanging out. That's the whole idea. Those are the kind of guys you want. You want guys that don't like to go out and celebrate.
I have five of them right now.
Yeah, we have a great time when we go out.
We do.
We go out.
I know you do.
Men half our age. We have more energy.
That's
and more
right.
And more virility. And more virility, McBride.
Yes, Gordon.
We go out there, and I have to do everything but tackle this guy to get him to stay. And this is the reason he gave me. He said, I'm going to a concert. I said, oh, well, it's a little late for a concert. He said, no, tomorrow.
In Philadelphia.
He was going to see friends in Philadelphia. He said, I have to get up at about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm like,
wow, a.m.?
I said, well, I was 24 years old. I mean, the 24-hour evening, it should be an hour for every year of his life.
Right.
And he's up there, and I've got all, and the Buzz Babes are around here, and I'm going, what am
he has
I doing?
A girlfriend.
What am I? Oh, he has a girlfriend. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. A lot of 24-year-old guys have girlfriends. But
he's so serious.
A lot of 47-year-old. How old are you?
I want the guy. You know, let me tell you one good thing about Goldstein.
Here
okay?
it comes.
I'm going to hear he'll do
Goldstein,
anything.
Matthew Goldstein?
Your Goldsteins, your BDKs, they like to hang.
They're spark plugs,
too.
They hang because they work here full time.
They didn't. They were interns, some of those guys, before
right,
they
that's
were.
That's true.
Wasn't BDK an intern?
Yes,
both
he was.
Interns.
He was.
They were
okay,
both interns.
I know, that's fine. But, not everybody is going to be a BDK. Not everybody's going to be. I'm not saying Matt. Not everybody's going to be a
Everyone
BDK
is going to be a Matt.
But I could.
But they still give to the show.
I ask for one.
I know. You
no,
asked
no,
for a hundred
things.
Not,
do not
really
finish. Do not finish my
you
sentence.
Ask
oh, it's her favorite thing.
Finish my sentence.
It's her favorite thing.
This is specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll
just
happen.
Just about to do that. She's this, thinking for me, Mike.
This is what I ask for.
Oh, what?
This
in
is
interns,
all I ask.
And,
wait
you know,
till I
gentlemen,
call Jamie.
Gentlemen, I think you might agree with me when I say I ask for one thing. I ask for this. This is all I ask for.
Love?
As far as interns are concerned.
Oh.
Potential.
Yeah.
That's it.
I hope they're also
potential.
Freaking
what, Mike,
successful,
what?
And you have to work
we
for
We have
them
had
one
bad
day.
Interns Beth that have surprised
yeah.
us.
Think back to when you were the Cotton
Remember,
Queen.
Remember, I like the ding.
Remember
okay?
when you were the Cotton Queen and you were in college and you were learning.
Cotton Hall, yes.
That's right. And you were learning physics
Glorious
about
times,
kinetic
Rob.
Energy and potential energy. Bring us the potential energy.
They
Mike
have.
Will turn it into kinetic energy.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all I ask.
Okay,
and right.
That's
and
fine.
Now listen, this is something that's going to please.
Give me the fall.
This is going to please your Chippendales in the back room right
Old
now,
soul.
Okay? I think that they could
the
be.
Fiddler's Three.
Some of them could be developed.
I agree.
Some of them could
and
be developed.
Only
but right
the,
now,
you're
it's
the
just,
man that can do it. That's what I thought.
Well, what do
we
you
agree.
Want me to
I Thank you, Mike.
No, I don't have any. No, I'm not shaking your hand. Nobody
Beth
has any. I don't have interaction with the interns.
Mike might be able to develop them, but what you need to be is some sort of fluffer.
All right. Well, that's neither
Prepare
here nor there.
Prepare them.
Give
for
them
what
my
they
best.
Need.
I tell them I love them all. I do.
And
I
the complaints are coming from everywhere. Do you realize
Whatever.
That Katie has IM'd me that Pater creeped her out because he hugged her and squeezed her back? That's not right.
That is
well,
boy,
not,
Rob. Thank you for taking that bullet for me. Now, if they were pissed off at me, they're mad. He's mad at.
Well,
he's
she, I am. That. She obviously has an issue with it.
So
jealousy.
All of a sudden, when we're not looking, yeah, he goes in and he hugs Katie.
Sure.
All right. But meanwhile, oh Mike, I can't stay. I can't stay at the big party.
Can you imagine hugging him like leaning against a phone?
If
pole?
He hugged me and squeezed my back, I might really like it.
I know. Would you, Rob?
And incidentally, we had a discussion out in Cancer Corner before Buzz. We will not be limiting the little memory game. game to six lines, to five lines. Uh-huh. That's not. Don't you understand that the way this game works is if we have seven lines, that's what makes it a challenge.
Well, if you've already decided, then there's no point in discussing it.
I'm not the only one. I'm not alone on this.
I think it has to stay seven if we don't go to eight.
See, here's my thing, and we're entering this discussion.
Thank you, Rob.
Even though we already know how it's going to turn out.
Well, because I'm such a big dictator.
No,
excuse
me.
Want me to turn his mic off?
No,
Buzz?
It's just that we've already. we've already discussed this to a certain extent.
Have a good show, Beth Ann.
I'm simply saying, Power 10, great. Everybody loves the game, and we never have a winner, and nobody cares, and that's fine. But now we have another game.
Excuse me.
We have a winner.
We will have a winner on Power of 10 at some point. We'll have a winner at Power of 10.
I mean, people get money, and then they decide
to move on.
Don't
stop believing.
And they can leave anytime. We could have dozens of $4 winners on that game. We could have it all the time. And the thing about the memory game that makes it a challenge, makes it a winner, the difficulty is the thrill.
Yes,
that is what makes it fun.
And Do you remember when Jeopardy first came on and people said, this won't work, it's too hard.
It's too hard.
Give us another sale of the century.
Buzz wants the world to be this blissful nirvana where everybody gets a trophy.
No, that's not what I want at all.
Oh, come on.
You don't understand me and you never have.
Oh, man. This is like...
Wow.
No, here's what I'm saying.
What?
We've never had anybody, ever on the memory game.
You would understand this if you had played more sports.
I'll start again.
Okay, go ahead.
We have never had anybody on the memory game get six in a row. Mm-hmm. We've never had anybody on the memory game get seven in a row. Five is the best they have ever done.
How many people that
play golf have never gotten a hole in one?
If you want a difficult goal.
And they try and try and try. Or
how
many people want to break 80 and they never do it? Or break 90 in the game of golf? They do it because it's the pursuit. The game is the thing.
Or finish walking the course.
Or somebody for 3 years.
I love the challenge. I don't want everybody to win all the time.
See?
I want some people to win. You want no people to win.
I want everybody to win. I wanted a winner. I wanted a $100 winner. I would have been desperate. Excuse me. I can fight this battle. I'm not one of your interns.
Okay. Buzz, you're confused. I'm the one who doesn't want anyone to win.
Well,
that's the man over there.
I understand.
But on this game, I love the difficulty of it. I love the fact that there's a challenge, and I think that's what's fun.
I'll bet you $100 nobody ever gets seven in a row.
I bet Rob Spiewak does it right now.
Oh, God. Pressure.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Go ahead. I'll count.
Okay.
I did it once.
Here we go. Right. I'm going to make one up. We're going to have seven lines here.
Okay.
Cat.
The cat.
Is brown.
The cat is brown.
The
cat is brown. The
pig.
The cat is brown. The pig.
Is pink.
Is pink.
The cat is brown. The pig is for dinner.
Oh! See? Winner!
No,
you got it wrong.
I got it wrong.
Now we could discuss this all night.
Okay.
Get out of here, you two.
Bye.
We have to have the final buzz.
Thank you, Chris.
Buzz.
It was fun.
Thank you,
Meredith.
Chris. You two go down the hallway hand in hand. Thank you. Thank you for your participation.
No
in the
making
game.
Love, but you can kiss if you want.
To both of you, I bid you good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And Belcher Guy, call you Hamilton. No, I didn't tell him to do that.
No.
I didn't say that. I would never suggest that.
My name is Hugh.
Let's go to the listener's friend with our final buzz of the afternoon. Here he is, Buzz Burbank.
Well, it's a new day for guns in this country, shoring up our worldwide image as a nation of cowboys. Effective today in Florida, employees can legally keep guns inside their locked cars while they're at work if they have a concealed carry permit.
They can go to work and keep the guns in their car.
Leave it in the parking lot. That's right.
Have a few drinks after work, go out to the car, get the gun. Yeehaw!
Oh, to put it another way, employers no longer have the right to ban guns from their own properties.
Are you listening, Wendell?
In other words, CBS could not say to us, if we were in Florida, not to bring a gun to work.
That's why this show will be originating after the 4th of July from Melbourne, Florida.
We're a little uncomfortable with the pistol in your car.
Sorry, it's the law.
No, I'm afraid it makes me nervous.
Well, if it makes you nervous, come out to the car and I'll show it to you, bullets and all.
I'll stay here.
Okay, you do that.
The only exceptions are schools, prisons, and nuclear power plants. But it also...
It's a weird country, isn't it?
Isn't it? It also often means that unattended parking lots will have more than one gun to choose from. The State Chamber of Commerce objects to the new law and plans to challenge it in court. It's Florida. Wish them luck.
Man, I spent a lot of time in that state. That's gun crazy down there.
But it's Florida. Florida's nuts.
Florida's fun nuts, though. I like that.
Yeah,
Why? Because I think that you've got a lot of sportsmen down in Florida, and I think that has a lot to do with it.
We're going to go get an alligator.
Yes, sure. You know, Florida's been like that for a very long time. And Florida also has some bad guys down there. A lot of bad guys.
Why?
My buddy.
Like villains?
Yeah, like people that, like outstanding warrants, as a friend of mine told me one time.
Outstanding private
pilot. A guy that I played golf with down there. Incidentally, a guy that's going through a lot right now, and I wish him the very best. Sure. My buddy Bob. I talked to him just the other night, and Bob told me at one point in Lee County, which is where Fort Myers is down there, just 200,000 outstanding warrants. Just all these outstanding warrants.
That's like everybody.
I think Florida has more. I really think there are more bad guys in Florida.
Lots of sweaty bad guys.
Sweaty bad guys, absolutely.
In Georgia today, a new law that allows gun owners to carry concealed firearms on buses, in parks, and in restaurants that serve alcohol.
Why all of a sudden all of this pro-gun stuff coming through? What's happening? Is this the end of a concerted effort by certain administrations to get this working?
Frankly, is coincidence.
Okay.
Whenever new laws are passed by state legislatures, frequently they go into effect on July 1st.
Okay.
So these laws, because that's halfway through the year, right?
Having already been passed, exactly, now they're going into effect today. It is interesting timing, what was last week's Supreme Court ruling.
Bring out your guns!
City officials in Atlanta, however, in spite of this new Georgia law that says you can take them on buses, parks, restaurants that serve alcohol, city officials in Atlanta say if they catch anyone with a gun at the airport, they're going to arrest them.
Ooh, scary. The airport with a gun, yeah.
But
check that gun.
If the city does that, it'll get sued by the state lawmaker who sponsored the carry anywhere law.
Why do I think that we're paying all this attention to handguns and keeping them in our houses? Mm-hmm. And somehow I feel like we're looking in the wrong direction and something bad might happen. That scares me. That really, really scares me. And then having a gun in your house or keeping it in your car is not going to matter dick.
Because under Georgia's new law, you can carry a gun into the airport all the way up to the federal security screening checkpoint.
They rejected I wrote to my congressman, and they rejected the law that I proposed.
What was your idea?
Guns everywhere. They don't have to be locked in the car.
Right.
They don't have to be. You can bring them to work. You can carry them to work, but they're paintball guns.
Oh, that'd be good.
I think
that
would be fantastic.
Somewhere.
Really. I mean, you get really pissed at your boss. You might get fired.
Uh-huh.
But you just unload a few rounds of green paintball on his
and
ass.
And also, everyone has to wear goggles.
Yeah.
All the time,
well, mandatory.
I like that anyway. Guns or not.
Mm-hmm. For safety. That's why I wear this helmet.
And just to test the new law in Georgia, its sponsor.
It's a hockey helmet.
Thank you.
Sponsor said he would be picking up his family at the airport today and that he would be wearing his gun when he did.
Oh, hallelujah.
Just to test the new
Hope
law.
Hope he's proud. Yeah, now, don't worry about scaring people.
So
is that a state legislator that's doing that?
Yes, it is.
I'm going to wear my gun into the airport. I hope he gets tackled. Hope he gets tackled and roughed up by security.
But as it turns out, guns don't kill people. People kill themselves.
Uh-oh.
A lot of times, using guns.
Mm-hmm.
Government research shows that more than half of America's firearm deaths are suicides.
Half?
Over half.
Wow.
55%.
Oh, that's more than half.
So we mostly use them not on each other, but on ourselves.
I watched that movie, Untraceable, with Diane Lane.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's still mad.
Yeah, she is not.
That's about that. That's why I said
mm-hmm.
that. Sorry about that.
31,000 people died from gunfire in 2005 in this country. That's the most recent year the government can summarize.
Serious point here.
Uh-huh.
If you are so inclined, this is what I taught the other day, but I don't get up on a soapbox and scream from the highest mountain, because really, I would go out to a range and shoot, and I've gone skeet shooting, and I don't do a lot of hunting.
I would do that too.
But I would, and the thing is, with guns in the house, you've got a handgun, it falls into that same category when I've read that you are likely to hurt somebody that is close to you or kill somebody that you love, as opposed to, the movie scenario of blowing away the burglar.
Right.
I believe there are scenarios where you would be able to use it for home defense, and if that was the case, I'd be all for that. That's
sure.
great. But this is the same thing when you're talking about more deaths by suicide. If you are
over half.
If you're one of these people that's in a depression and you're, as opposed to doing that, what is the quick way? You got a gun in the house, bam. I mean, it's over. It's over quickly. This doesn't surprise me.
And then it's got to be primarily guys who do it, because I know women don't normally do the violent methods.
Yeah, they don't
of suicide.
Want that. Yep, that's true. So it's probably a lot of men.
And it also has to do with effectiveness, and I'll get to that. But here's the breakdown. By the way, it has been this way for the last 20 years, the fact that suicides make up the majority of gun deaths in this country, at least a slight majority. Murder makes up 40% of them. Accidents only 3%. 2% were things like cops killing suspects and shootings in which it isn't clear exactly what happened. Suicide by gun, though, is the most effective method. It has worked 90% of the times it's been tried.
Oh, well, let's give that a nice round of applause. That, at least it's working.
Jumping from a high place only works one-third of the time.
Well, that's... Buzz, you know, you're the listener's friend, but here you are giving them the primer on how to off
these
themselves.
These are consumer tips.
These are consumer tips from Buzz Burbank.
And actually, there have been a number of jumping suicides this week, so that's kind of a timely statistic. Wow. Drug overdose attempts only work one in 50 times.
That's the way I do it, though. I'd probably take the pills.
Not me.
Yeah, no?
No.
What would you do?
I would take, well, I'd take some pills, then jump off a building and shoot myself before I landed.
Oh, but you've changed your point of view, though, because it used to be death by burger. You eat another one, you're going to die, man.
Bring it!
Coming up in the next segment, some of their best friends smoke menthols.
Okay, I don't get it, but we'll be right back.
You will.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.